You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. While the Senate works on the new healthcare bill, a growing number of Americans are tackling their medical costs with crowdfunding. A 2015 poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation and the New York Times found that 1 in 5 Americans with health insurance had trouble paying some health-related expenses, like this woman.
My name is Molly Young. I live in Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm a 30-year-old breast cancer patient. I was diagnosed in February, on February 24th of this year. I was 29 at the time.
I had actually just started on a health insurance plan on January 1st that I purchased through the Maryland Marketplace and was getting subsidy from the ACA to help make that more affordable.
Luckily, a lot of the biggest medical costs have been covered by my insurance, but there's so much you just don't anticipate in terms of the other bills that don't stop. If I don't keep up with my insurance premiums, I would lose my insurance, and then I'd be really in trouble. I have lots of appointments to drive to. That's gas money. There's days, even when I've felt healthy, that I've had to miss work simply because I have to be at such and such an appointment. I work as a performer and a teacher. I do my taxes as a self-employed musician. Even though I work usually 7 days a week, there's not a single job that I have that provides benefits or any paid sick leave. So every time I take a day off for treatment or surgery, anything, I've had to just eat the cost and not get that income.
The day Molly Young announced on Facebook that she had cancer, two of her friends started GoFundMe campaigns to help raise money for her.
The GoFundMe accounts were started, I think both my friends kind of wrote about it in their explanation, because I have no sick days. And I think for them, they were hoping that this might help me have some peace of mind on days that my body really does need a break, so that I wouldn't feel guilty about calling in, or I wouldn't feel like I had to push through on days when I really shouldn't be.
So one of the accounts got, I think, to 20,100, something like that. And the other one is still going. That one's for 8,000. So for me right now, I haven't had to dip into that money yet, but it's been an enormous emotional relief. It's just been a really great way to have, like I said, have some peace of mind knowing that this isn't going to, you know, knock on wood, it's not going to throw me into absolute financial crisis for the rest of my life.
For many people like Young, the costs of their care can be overwhelming, even on the day they get bad news.
When I took that phone call and I learned that this was just going to completely uproot my whole life, I would say I spent maybe 10 seconds or so only freaking out about myself and whether or not I would die, and then immediately thought, oh my gosh, what happens if my health insurance goes away? My first concern was, what are the finances going to look like? What's going to get covered? What am I going to have to pay for? How am I going to do this? I already have student loan debt. I really couldn't afford cancer, to be honest.
I have never seen myself as a charity case. I have a very hard time. I don't know how comfortable I'd be asking for money. Having that kind of taken on by some people for me was, I don't have enough words to describe what a relief that was. And it really allowed me to focus on what I had to do, which is the medical side. My number one job is to survive.